Hi, it's me, the hero nobody asked for and that no one needed. I'm finally back from sabbatical. What I meant by that is I got too lazy and I forgot about stuff, and then, yeah, just don't ask where I was this entire time. Just don't. So I've changed a lot, and this is the video. I'm supposed to post this and another ranking on Halloween, but then. Yeah, things came about, and I wasn't able to. So this is kind of what you got. I want to try and do more of these, but because I really like doing podcasts, my favorite things to do. But school also got in the way, and just other things came concerns. So I had to stop these for a minute, and for a minute I mean like a few months, you know, since it's been since practically November. So no, I'm just gonna say November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah, it's been about 6 months, maybe 6 and a half. 6 months and a few days. Yeah, so it's been that long, and I found I only have two audience members, two EST audience members, and I'm gonna have to rip these segments in half if I want to get an ad in here. But I don't think I need one because I think that'd be a bit of a jerk thing to do, just kind of have an ad, shove one in. When I've been making you guys wait for so long, but you know, I kind of want or need to, so I'm gonna put an ad in maybe at the end if you can stay for that. You just have your video running, then that'd be really nice of you. Or I can just put it in a segment. I can split this up. But yeah, I'm gonna start trying to do this more, and yeah, just keep watching, stay in the audience lane, keep watching my other stuff. I'll try to post more. This is a double feature. One's both pretty short stories. And yeah, I just letting you know, the quality in my voice and the mic difference is a bit different. It's different now than what it was in those past 6 months. So yeah, I've changed it. So hope you're enjoying this now. Haha. Yeah. Let's just switch over to the next segment to the next segment. And then we'll get to that, and I'll make a new outro. Yeah.
First post from Reddit we're gonna be reading from r/ghoststories was posted by user glitter dash the warlock dash I mean dash the dash warlock, which was posted 8 days ago. And let's begin. The title of this story is called Casually Living with the Unliving. My life is odd. It's in the Haunting Flare. This might be a bit long. Sorry in advance. Me, 22-year-old male. So I currently live in my family estate, in a small town, in the middle of nowhere. From time I little, I always fell off about the house. Not a bad off, just different. The home is a two-story, three-bed, two-bath home built in 1970-ish, in 1907-ish. The original building before expansions was a small undertaker's and funeral parlor. With that history out of the way, on to the one of my many stories of how I live with spirits. So from time to time, I, not anyone else in this house, will either see, hear, or touch or slash touched by a spirit, which is odd. That it's only me because the rest of my family are heightened empaths. According to my mother and grandmother, I've always been a spirit magnet, even from a young age. Many times I've seen the spirit of a young woman in the stairwell of the house. She's either sitting, standing, or laying on the stairs. She's always dressed in a grayish/brownish dress, white cooler, with her hair up. She has never spoken. She just looks around. Recently, when I installed the new stairway security camera, she surprised me by showing up and just staring at it inquisitively. I know that she pulls power from it and the batteries around her because my smoke alarm and shower light are always dead right after changing the batteries. Her complete opposite is a blonde, curly, short-haired female spirit that more of a poltergeist that always messes with anything metal. That's forgettable. She's been known to move my copper coffee mug, relocate pocket chains to our dining room table, and even move heavy lamp off a level table. Outside of that, I've heard the voice of my grandfather who passed away on the premises years ago. And every so often, when feeling down, I feel the weight of his hand rest on my shoulder, comforting me. There's also a male spirit that likes knocking on the basement door every so often, but I try not to pay him no mind. Other than that, there's not much to my story. I leave them alone the best I can, and they impregnate from time to time. I will add the story. I'll add that they did try to scare me, my ex, on multiple occasions when she lived with me, but I felt that was fun rather than malice. Well, you might not believe my story, but I can promise you it's true. To clarify, there's more than just female spirits here, but the male spirits tend to keep to themselves. Bonus story, the man in the closet. This happened around 2017. My mom and dad had just divorced. My mom got this apartment with two rooms, so I had to share with my sister. We had two closets in our room. We each had one, had slanted ceilings, so it was kind of tiny. One day my mom asked me who I was talking to, and I said the man in the closet. She didn't know who it was, and I can't remember that it at all. What do you think? So that's a pretty short one.
Yeah, what did I tell you about mic difference and voice difference? Yeah, quite drastic. But yeah, this is the end. And I'll be making some more. Hopefully I won't go on sabbatical again for another 6 months. Be ready for anything. But yeah. That's pretty much it. That's where I leave you off, and I wish I could have music over this. I think I deleted my music files. Dang it, my rights. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah, I hope you enjoy the podcast, and have a good day. So this is the real outro. Yeah, I had to start it here now. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed that, and hope you also watched through the sponsored segment, because now I can actually leak to you what I'm gonna do. So if you're one of the lucky few that have gone to the end of this video, or I mean podcast, because you want to see the end of a video, well then you get to know what I'm going to read, or tell you. So I'm going to give you, best, I don't know, okay, that was my original Halloween plan, maybe I should release that, release the horror talk cut of my original podcast I was planning for Halloween. That's one of the things I was planning on doing. And I was also planning on talking about some movie news. And reading some more stories, of course. And I was going to get some from Reddit. And if you really wanted to, I could possibly start allowing... If my audience gets big enough, then I'll start allowing you guys to submit stuff. If that's something you guys would be interested in. Because I really like that stuff. It'd have to be grammatically correct. Maybe I could probably correct some things, but it has to be just be a good story, and I'll give you, I'll have to make a separate email for this, but yeah, I'll start doing that, and yeah, this is how I'm gonna grow, and this is what's gonna be next, so that's the end of this segment, yeah.